start your day the Torah way, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. The Beis Yisrael used to always tell the story of a chassid who came into financial hard times. His budget broke. And he went to his Rebbe, the Mittel Belzer Rebbe, the Mishil Belzer, and he told him, what should he do? And it was Miyayitim, Mishana Mokim, Mishana Mazel. He should move to another country, and there will be Matzliach. And he moved to a Western country in Baruch Hashem, but there was one tonight. The Belzeruv gave him permission to go. Dafki is Miyayitim to go. But al tonight he writes to him constantly to Medea the Matzah. So initially he began to write every month, see whatever. And he tells him, Baruch Hashem, the parnasa he has Barchova, a golden in Medina, or in Ruchnius, he has no chavrusa, no chavrishaf, no aviraf kedusha. He's missing the chaveder. It's very, very hard on him. The Gemara says, a chavrusa misus. The Belzeruv told him, wrote back to him, you should bechazik yourself, und das bleib. Remain where you are, here you can have atzloch. Anyway, by healik liyamim. And he writes to the Belzeruv, Baruch Hashem, he was misaklim, he was acclimatized to the country, he got himself chaveirim, he had yedidim. The Belzeruv wrote back, immediately pack your bags and go back to your city. So he went back to Europe, to Poland, and he goes into the Belzeruv and he asks him, he doesn't understand. When he had no friends, everything was gefährlich, the Belzeruv told him to stay. When things got good and he found himself acclimatized, suddenly the Belzeruv said, leave. So the Belzeruv said, Dafka Bishulkach. Kolzman, you felt like an alien, you felt a foreigner, a greener, and you had no Dalet Amis in the place. Stay. Once you became acclimatized and you feel at home over there, it's time to pack your bags and leave. Well, that is Masim de Belzeruv. They certainly say the name of the Belzeruv. The opening passage of this week's parasha, Ve'elish Moyes B'nei Yisrael Haboim, Loshen Hoive, that they went to the Mitzrayim, Bayogersham, Malam Yisrael Yorad Yagavino Lishtakeyasham, Elalogersham. They were always like an Eirich, like a guest, like a tourist there. And therefore, after also Haboim Yashrus Yankiv, Dafke if you bechinas Loshen Hoive, you're still coming. You're always a foreigner. Then Yotzes Uforach Yisrael, as the Beis Yisrael say, Seshayd Daroy Saidla, the Kedushas Yisrael comes out. And this applies in everything. The famous Bnei Yisalsker brought down a similar word to the word Ksav Sofer. The Kol Ma'irov Rabbi Lichtenstein brings in the Sofer Makri Dardike. A few psukim later, Pari makes a gzeir called Ben Ayila. No, before that, he calls the two miyaldis, Shem Echad Shifra and Shem Echad Pua, and he tells them, "Are Isam Alav Noyim and Ben Huva Misimis." What happened here? Their name was Yecheved and Miriam, or Lachad Mandamer Elisheva. What did Pari do? Pari knew that a Jewish woman who's called Yecheved or called Miriam with Yiddish name is not shayach; she's going to murder Jewish children. But he knew, Pari was a chochmadir. He knew that a person, nefesh chaya hishmoy, a person's name, the Gemara says, a brach is shmo kagor. The name of a person has an effect on a person. I'll give you an Egyptian name, and then eventually things will be mizdardar and mishtalshul until you're able to do Pari's gzeir, and therefore Pari will have a shlit on you. That's fat posh and posit. But rena hamialdis eso likim, v'loy osu kasher diber, alein. What's alein? The gzeir of what Pari said, the gzeir was aleim regarding them, that they changed their name. And once they change their name, they'll have a shlita on them. Now, aleim means it's good for lahem. Aleim means like vis-a-vis them, like regarding them. As the Vina Rav puts it very beautifully in the Vina Steif, when a person forgets his Yiddish name, he forgets the whole Yiddish guy completely. And therefore the Berem Chaim says a moiridig word. That's why, even though we already, in Paris, Rashi was already bothered, in Paris Vayigash we had the list of all the Shvat and went down to Mitzrayim. Why do we repeat it? The Chiddush, even though they were in Mitzrayim and Ervas Oretz, they still retained their name. And the Chazal say, one of the schusim, and I saw the Haflo writes in the Sefer, the new Panim Yofis, the Iker schus of Tal Yisrael was Shalishinu Eshmo. They kept their identity. When that cut the hemshich of the pasuk, Ela Shmuyis b'nei Yisrael haboyim. They're always new. They're always like foreigners, and they kept their name. And therefore, the pasuk says, "V'yosef hoyev b'mitzrayim." The Agad the Kaldim Yisoscha brings that the what was the last pasuk in Parashas Vayechi last week? Can't do it. Yeah, new. Vayisim ba'orin b'mitzrayim. The klal is a kash. Old mafarshim bothered. The klal is u'misayim b'toyf. You always end off with something positive. Yeah. Where we end off, say for Bereishis, say for Ayasher, right? The Yosef dies, Vayisim ba'orin b'mitzrayim. Doesn't seem to be a very happy event, right? And then we say ve'ele with the vav hamuizu vav achibur. We're connecting who Hashem dibarnu. Says the Bnei Yisoscher, the meaning in Mitzrayim was that a king, when he was buried in the coffin, they would write his name, Pliny, the king, right? Now what was Yosef's name? His father called him Yosef. What did Pare, what was his name? Tzolz Bneach. How old was he when Pare called himself Bneach? He was 30. How many years was he there in Mitzrayim after Pare gave him a title? New name, new identity. So 80 years. 80 years a king. And if the king calls himself Bneach, he was Moisir Nefesh and he was not Chushish to the anger, the wrath of Pare. And he was born Yosef and he died Yosef, right? And that was written, he kept his identity as Yosef, which is a gewaldige meila of Mesiras Nefesh of Yosef. The Eilish, Moyes bin Yisrael, the Yosef, Hoye bin Mitzrayim, that even though he was an Admas Necher, it's a foreign tongue. Nevertheless, through the Tzidkes Chus of Yosef, Eden kept their name. And therefore it says, V'yosef hoye b'mitzrayim. We could have said, so they went out to Mitzrayim. V'yosef hoye shom. Nay, dafke in Mitzrayim. The chiddush is, he didn't change his name. And therefore I understand the Medr says, V'eilish shmuyis b'nei yisrael tanchuma, zesh omar akosu, the pastor says, kishim chalikim, kein tilosech. What's that mean? What does it got to do with eilish shmuyis? The Satmar Rebbe says, the chiddush of Torah, ke'enzeh, you find in the Maglid Tzedek, in the Dejerov, v'cheinah. A person has a name. A person has a name which is Makasher by Adam Harishon. When the Malachim asked him, what's Mativa, what's the greatness of Adam Harishon? He understands names. And he called names to all the Chayas and Behemoths, etc. What's the Chochmah? The name, the way it is in the Sheirish Lamaila, Adam Harishon not only knew, but he was Mechaber Shemayim Vort. That's a Gevaldige Inyan. But the Satmar brings that just like a person has a name in Kedusha, the Sitra Achra has another name. Instead of calling Chananya Devlipa, he's called Peter, Paul, and Mary. Ignatz, Achreitz's wife. Yeah? And when a person loses their name, they lose their connection to Kedusha. How can a person be Meshabeach, Mahal, open up his mouth to the Eibishter? Only if he's Dovuk in his name. Kishimcha Elikim. When one keeps the name of the Eibishter's name, the name of Kedusha, and one spite of the name of the Umazah, Zrachra, Kishim Chalikim, Kain Tilasecha, then you're able to behal the bird. And therefore he brings, there's another Indian on the other side, Koru Vishmuysa Malaya Damois, says the Pasuk in Tilin, Mantes, where is it? Says the Maglid Tzedek, that there are those people who call their name, of the name down here, and not the name the way it is in Cherish, in Shemai. The Fizai also understand. I once gave a whole shiur a few years ago about it, may remember. The Eilish Shmois, with the Shmois Rashitavis, Nutrikan, Shemich Matar, Chayiv, Odom, yeah. What in the world? We dealt with the halacha of Shemich Matargum, Marichus, when you hold your shiur with it. Where does Shnei Mikr Vechatargum come to Raya? We're a Hakaran over here. We're punting this possum. Darshi Rishumas found up as a Raya, Shmois. Now, the previous Baba Vereb says, many say it. Dos is us. Because, what is Shnayim? First of all, what is Shnayim Yigre Achatagim? I want to explain from the Sefer. To me, Mevatel, the shame of the Sofa, the Loshen of the Umazah, Chad Betrayim Kiddush. Moreover, he said, I'll say it also, right? In every cult Torah, you have, you have the pasuk, the text in Lashon HaKodesh, and the metargim is metargim in Arabish, right? But you find by Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, says nothing. Be'emes, when the Gemara in Brachos Tavches says a person's chayiv adam b'hashem pariyosev v'matibur shaymikra v'chatargan, if you do so, you may ruch yomim. Keep going. Even the Gemara gives an example of what? Atoris v'div. Right? Says Rashi. What is Rashi taitz over there? Atoris v'divin. She'ein boi targ. There's no targum. Says Tosfos, according Aliba de Rashi, you have to say the pasuk three times, even though you're saying the same Lashon Kodesh. Tosfos says, why did we chap on Atoris v'divin and not Reuven Shimon? An example of much before, right? Because Atoris v'divin, there is a targum. The targum is Shalom, which gives a whatever taitz, right? What? Masha'enkein, Rashi, or Masha'enkein, when it comes to Reuven and Shimon, there's no other target. So why don't we give that example? So Tosfos says, Be'emes, it's muvcher to read it, Shtayim Mikra, and the third time with the targum Yushal. But Rashi disagrees, and in Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham, we pass it like Rashi. Yechaz over three times Reuven and Shimon, although there's no other targum to translate it otherwise. Why, Taka, is there no other targum? Because the name of a Yid is so full of Kedusha, right? We have an expression in Davni, we say, Yom V'roimam tonu mikol halashoinis. The tongue of man, secular vernacular, is too poor to express the Kedusha of a Yid, which is brought out in his name. And therefore the targum cannot be mitargim. Name of a place, Gesundheit. Targum shall be defined. But when it comes to Reuven v'Shimon Kedusha of Yid, you can't otherwise express it. And therefore say, that's what the Rav and Belit, that that's why Dafka we repeated three times to be Magish, that B'l'Bizchus L'Shinu V'Shimam, Yid went out of Mitzrayim. And that's like the bracha that Yankov Avinu gave to his children, V'Yikore Bohem Shmi V'Shem Avoyusai, that a Yid has to be Mitzchazik to keep his Jewish name. What Paul says, V'Nosa Aaron, Eshmois B'nei Yisrael, Aliba, that's the greatest school, can you do it? The Shalok, Kitzur Shalok brings, when a person finishes Shema Esrei three times a day, you say a pasuk at the end, which is the first letters and last letter of the same first and last letter of your name. The Chaskula of Yid, the Rashi in Tanakh, which says, and that's a skula for that mitzanim legehenim, that the tchus of Torah of the pasuk. What does that mean? That when a person retains his essence of who he is, that gets rid of all the Eitzaharis and all the Lu'umas in the world. And that brings all kinds of brachas. Ulahoyer, just for people who are mathematically whatever, gifted. I saw the Olishem from Zolish, it's a Moirid Gavur. Eile Shmoyis B'nei Yisrov. Eile means these, are not Peter Paul. It's Reuven Shimon. This is Loshen in Chazal. Reuven v'Shimon Nachsun, Reuven v'Shimon Salkun. They went down to Mitzrayim with Yiddish names, and they went up with Yiddish names. That's something they never lost. So Dafke Eile, that Diuk, right? How do you spell Eile? Halk up a bit. Eile is Aleph Lamed Hey. How do you spell Aleph? Aleph Lamed Hey. Lamed, Lamed Mem Dal. Hey, Hey Aleph. Aleph, take that which you pronounce, which appears, and that which is the mili, which is hidden. So Aleph. Aleph times Lamed Pei. How much is 1 times 110? 110. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, the accountants should be in there, right? How much is Lamed Mem Dalet? How much is 30 times 44? 1320. Very good. 1320. You're a genius, right? And how much is Hey times 5? 5. Even I know that. How much is 1 times 5? Hey, Aleph, no? What do I got, Rabbi Sternbuch? No? 110, 1320, and 5. 1435. Which is Gimachia. Poru, Vayishitsu, Vayirbu, Vayatsmu, Bemoid, Moid. Which I'm thinking Lidarkenu would mean that when a Yid keeps Ve'ele Shmoyis B'nei Yisroel, he's medactic to keep his Jewish identity, then the Ebershir sends brachos. But this is not a question of linguistics. It's a question of who you are, and it's not a question formally of your name, whether you're called Chananiyot of Lippa, or you're called Ignatz, right? It means everything you speak, everything you say, your Lashon, becomes a Lashon of Kedusha, of holiness. And the things I understand why the Arugas Abayisim brings, Shemoyis is Nutrikun Moitzeis Vasecho Tishmor Vasiso, Why the Eilish Shmoyis Bnei Yisrael says the Brishan Rav is Rashi Tevis Siach, which the Gemara Rav says Tefila, right? And Eilish brought in Svarim. Eilish stands for Avak Lashon Hara. To remind you, you're trying to get out of Mitzrayim, starting the Chumash HaGeula. How did Yidden get down in Mitzrayim in the first place? We say in Dagoda, Onus Alpir Dibur. And it started through with Yosef, Avayav Yosef, Stibasim Ralaviyim, Fashetzach Udashim Shemayim, whatever, Abern Avak Lashon Hara on some level, Bedakos it was, and therefore that's where we went down to Mitzrayim. Therefore, Eilish Shmois, Bnei Yisrael, Haboim, Lashon Hoiva. What's the next word? Mitzraimo. You're a Bulgarian, yeah? Mitzraimo is Gematria 385, which is Gematria Sofa, tongue, which is Gematria Shechina. When a Yid keeps his tongue, Rein Elosh Nikia, then the Shechina comes down with us, and you have Agaval de Gebrachis, and therefore the pasuk, the words, Ve'elish Shmoyis Bnei Yisrael Aboy Mitzraimo, is Gematria No Giber Deshi Yechut Rekavavisham. Okay, fine. So one of the things I see in the beginning of the parsha is the kedusha of, if you want, you go through every parsha in parsha Shmoyis. It's one of the central themes is kedushas hadibur. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim. You don't have to be a genius to work out. We went out from the malchus of a guy called Paroi, which is Pera, right? And with zeicha through that, we have a festival called Pesach. As a result, speaking. And therefore, Pesach is Gimatria Mechitza. How do you come to freedom when there's a Mechitza that the Eibishter gave you two Mechitzas, two Sha'orim, two Mechazik Shmiras Haloshin. And therefore, if you look at Mesechta Pesach, which is called, otherwise known as Mesechta Psochim, what is the first Sugi in Mesechta Psochim? Here the Gemara deduces that a person should always speak Beloshen Nikiya. Because all of Pesach, all of Golos Mitzrayim, we went down Onus Al Piyah Dibur to Parai, and all of Yitzias Mitzrayim is all connected to Pesach. The Mitzvah Klamar of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all about Dibur. We got it to Lebincha. I say every year that Tver Shleim said, Matzois Teuchel Bimokim Chodesh. Just like you have to have your shtifen hadochen and whatever in your kelim, you have to have a wash at your mouth. The matzah should be eaten in a holy place. And there's a beautiful part, and I've ever said it before, the Blue Jurab, the Seal Tzaddik says, you know the brach asher galonu, which is like the brach at the conclusion of the main text of the Seder? You have five lishtrinus of geula. Hoytiyonu mi'avdus l'cheirus, mi'agin l'simcha, mi'evil yontif, mi'afelel ergodol, u'mishibud, Lula. Five expressions of Gula. The Rabbi Melech of Lejens writes in the name of the Melech, that's connected to five Lashon, the five levels, types of Gula, which is mechuvan to the Heimoytzoa Saper, the five levels of, five ways of articulating speech, right? Says the Blue Jevareb, Amuri Digavor. Okay, this you gotta work, and don't figure it, I'll never figure it out. It takes time. What is the Gematria of the whole Aleph base from Aleph Siltaf? I've said this before. 1495. Aleph plus Beis plus Gimel till Shin plus Reish plus Shin plus Tav 1495, which is Gimatria Lecheirus Lesimcha Liyontif L'Argadol L'Gula. How do you come to redemption? Dafka when a Yid is Dovuk into Kedushas HaOisius, when his Dibur is Belosh Narkoidish. I'm not saying when you learn throughout the day, whatever you do, you have a holy sprach. Why is that? The Shalom asked, there was a Gzeira to Avram, Ger Yizracha Be'eris Lelehem. We could have ended up in Afghanistan, where? In Missouri, what have given Tzrayim? Right? Huh? Why the Abishur Masaviv, you're not answering my question. I know what you're saying. No, you're a technical fellow, you're a technocrat. Why Dafke in Mitzrayim, what's the Indian Ruchdi? Today, the Abishur could have sent Avram to Afghanistan. Hello? What's the big deal? The Abu Chassirs went on the magic carpet, said the magic carpet of Afghanistan. What's my marash? So I pull him and Dover. Because who was Paroi? I know that. I said that Paroi is a Gilgul, I said this before to you also, is a Gilgul of the Nochosh. Nochosh, as the Gemara says, an Erchin, my Yisrin Labalaloshin, the first person who misused the power of Dibur to seduce men to sin. And the Zohar says, He is the image of the serpent. The pasuk says, "Nicheskul hatanim magod laroivitz b'teichay er." Yeah, he's a snake. And the whole kilkul of the Eitz Hadas, which was the zoom on the downfall of mankind, came through the Nachash. And therefore the tikkun had to be hechiram ibaltruva, but also mokim in the place where Pari the Nachash reigned supreme, right? And Yidin will overcome it. And therefore it says, Vanachash, what do you know about the Nachash? Vanachash haya orum. And therefore in Mitzrayim, the pasuk says in Yecheskel also, Va'at erum ve'eria. But the Targum teaches, what's pshat? Vanachash haya orum, says the Targum. V'chivya ha'vechokum mikol chayis bro. He was the sharpest, the shrewdest, the most cunning of all the animals in the field. Therefore, in this week's parish, the beginning, what is Parai, Gilgul Hanochash, what does he say? Chavan is Chachmali. The Chachmad Lumazek, like the Chachma of the Nochash or. What does a Nochash eat for breakfast, lunch, and supper? Nochash offer Lachm. Right? Hello? It's a curse. Yeah? At the time, I once explained the whole Gim, Prismila. But Lahoya, the whole Shmuz now, I'm saying now, is really connected to Shivovin. Because Mila is Gimachia Peh, and Kedusha Saaloshin, and Brisaloshin, and Brisamoyer are connected to each other. Therefore, if you take the words Parei, Pei Reish, Ayin Hei, and you scramble them, what word are you going to get? Offer. He's connected to the offer, which is the place of the Nochosh. Therefore, what is the first miracle that Moshe Rabbeinu performs? Takes his mata, and the mata becomes nachash. The matar. What is malch? What is peh? Those who daven nusach svardim say posach liyo at Shabbos. Malchus peh teira shabakrim. Malchus can get peh. No, the dvar melech shulter. What does the word dover mean? I knew that also. First grade I learned that. Dover means a word. Speak. Yeah, sure, deeper. Yeah. What else does dover mean? Side fact, dover means an object. All the Bali Musar always say, people say sticks and stones. No, dibur is a dover. It's real. Okay. Besides, it's concrete, tangible. Dover means, Miloshin, yedaber anem tachteinu, daber echad lader, hanhogo, malchus. Okay. Malchus. He said it last time also. Have a good memory. In other words, Hanhoga works through the Dvar Melech Shulton, through speech. What is Paris Malchus? Paris Malchus, because he's a Pera, the Koyach of Malchus of Tum of Umasa. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, Vayokom Melech Chodosh al Mitzrayim, Ashul Yoda es Yosef. Because Yosef is what? Speaking of Kedusha. When he wants to prove to his brothers that he's Ani Yosef, right? What? Kifi HaMedaber Aleichem. And also Bris Mila, because again, Mila, Peh, and Mila are inextricably linked. Right? The Loshon HaKodesh. The fact that he speaks Loshon HaKodesh is the Charaya, he's a Melech, and a Melech Misar HaKedusha. Mash Enke Paroi, Pera, the Gemara famously says in Soita, right? He knew every language in the book. 70 languages, right? Yeah? He couldn't have Loshon HaKodesh. I mean, I don't know many people who know 70 languages, but if you know 70 languages, you're a gewaldige linguist. And every language is bedoyma to another of that, yeah? If you go to University of Echreshishwad, they'll tell you that ancient Semitic languages, Chaldean with our Aramaic, with the Lahavdal, yeah, are all interrelated. So if you could pick up Rabbeinu Yisrael 70 languages, why couldn't he pick up Lashon HaKodesh? Because you're Tomei. Kedusha, a Lashon of Kedusha and a Lashon of Tumah are irreconcilable. To Gainish Danai. Now I understand the Fizet. By the way, what happens? Vayakom Melechod, he doesn't remember Kedusha Yosef, Kedusha Peh. So they make a new gzeira. Hovin is Chakmali. Who in the cabinet of Pari came with this gewaldige, brilliant Eitzah? Bill. Why Bilam, not Hitler? I don't know, whatever. His previous guilt. So why couldn't, there's no guilt, Shmerel Todges Yamashimam. Why can he be there? What do you know about Bilam? Take a Pasha's bullock. and the Sarei Moyev go to Midian, and they ask for an eight. Give us some counsel. What do we do with these Jews? Right? They Am Yetzim Mitzrayim, and they're eating. So Chazal say that they saw that Yidin Abim Menatzeyach Shelo Yikidera Chatev. It's not normal. The one miracle. What's their secret? To which they say, why did they go into Midian? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gharovitz, his whole formative years till the age of 80 was in Midian. Hello? So Mustami, you have a file in the KGB over there about this Moshe character, and maybe you could tell us how. Where's his kryptonite? What could I get him with? What could I weaken him with? So they answered back. This is a good old Bilam, the good old girl, whatever. This manig is koychoy bepeh. He's a speaker, an orator, an articulate fellow. He schmoozes the people. He's mesmerized them. Yeah, fakishut, right? So therefore, they said, we'll also get a guy who's koychoy bepeh. And who did they get? Bilam. Is who Adin in his formative years, Bilam, in his beginning of his career as a professional anti-Semite, he also said what? Koychum bepeh. You understand? Because that's Pari, because Pari is Pera. Okay. Now I understand deeper a bit. The famous Medrash, you told this when you're like 3 years old in your cradle, you know? That why was Misha Kvat Peh and Kvat Loshen? Or later, next week, Parish of Arals, Adi Arals was saying. Okay, so what happened, right? He Wahaya Pari Mechapku Yomanashka. He loved him. He was his favorite Enigl. I don't know how many Enigl he had. Whatever, his favorite. And he's sitting on his knee. And Moshe Rabbeinu grabs the Keser HaMelech and he puts it on his own head. So it's Tagnine Pari, the Chartumim, right? Who already. With their kishuv, that I see the someone's going to have someone who's going to give him a polar to parade his whole malchus. When they see this happening, says we're chushes, this is the guy we were talking about that wants to steal your crown, literally. So there was a fellow called Yisroi who was one of the three most important counselors of Par, and he said, as a hakind, as a baby, an infant, he doesn't know what he's doing. He said, test. Everyone knows the story. Bring a kaira, and you put it in gold, and you put in it gecholim, coals, burning hot coals, ember coals. And let's see what he chooses. If he chooses the gold, so it's a charaya, it's a kluger, and this is an omen, a portent of what he's up to. Or, but if he chooses the gecholim, it's a chashoya, a child. So Moshe Rabbeinu, ha'idl, where did he go? He went for the gold. Right? Bo Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel came, and pushed his hand to the Gacholim. He didn't know what to do with it. He put it in his mouth. And he burnt his tongue. And then it became an Ora Kvad Peh and Kvad Losh. Right? So they said, this can't be the guy, right, who's going to... And therefore they left him go. Why can't he be the thing? Because Pari understood from his own experience that the whole covet of a Melech, the whole power of a Melech, Bidvar Melech Shulten, and if he is... Now a kvad peh, kvad loshen, he cannot possibly be a king, and he therefore won't have the kuyach to menatzeach pari, and that's what Moshe tainis to the Eibishter. Hein ani arals v'sayim ve'echish meni vare. If pari's whole kuyach is bepeh, pera, how can I? I'm an orals v'sayim. How can I? So Moshe's event here in the. Putting him on the kifyar and the kif yoir, right? He the gzeira pari is the nochosh. Moshe Rabbeinu is a gilgul from Adam Rishon and Hevel of chulu v'chulu. And so on. Who I want to discuss this with you at length. Who is the person who saves Moshe Rabbeinu? Bissya, right? Who was Bissya? Pari's door. I knew that also. Said in the chumash. Hello. Go ahead. Who was she? She was, why did she call Bissya? Basko, the daughter of the Abish. Hello? I mean, see, every person's daughter of the Abish. Every woman's a daughter of the Abish, right? Because she was a Gilgal of none other than Chava. And Chava was literally, it's your kap of Shalakadish Baruch. Right? And therefore she was called Bissya. And she went to be Mesakin. Rashi said, Vatel, Vatered. She went to retire herself in Gilulei Beis Avia, right? Yeah. And therefore, what happened last time around, this Chava was Goyrim Klola and Nisa to the world. This time she saves Moshe Rabbeinu. And through that, she was the whole Gezerah called Ben Ayila, the Eret Artichu, was Nisbat. So now she brings what? Yeshua is in the world. And therefore it says, Pasuk says, Vatishlach es Amoso. Amoso is Gimatria Movis. She threw away death. She saved Moshe Rabbeinu Mivchor Min Anushi. And therefore, how many years does the Gemara say in Erev and Daf Yud Ches that Odom Arishin did tshuva for his chet? 130. Kiddu. How many years were Eden and Mitzrayim before the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu? How old was Yecheved when she gave birth to Moshe? In other words, 130. It's not just a coincidence. Yeah? It means that the Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu was born after, in the schus of the 130 years of the tshuva of Adam Arishin, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, the tikkun, could now come. And just derech agav, since she brought Moshe Rabbeinu, saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life, the Eibishter rewarded her. She reached a madrega that hardly anyone in human history ever reached. She went lebediger heitin to garet, say Chazal. So the whole events here in this week's parasha is replaying a tikkun with the whole Golus Mitzrayim of the Chet Eitzadas, which is the reason I understand the Mei Soska says that Chometz Usa Oyer is Gimatria Eitzadas. There's a pshat I saw in the Ateres Yeshua from the Jikavit. Moshe was a Kvad Peh and Kvad Loshes. When I went to school, my Rebbe in Chedah taught me with Kvad Peh. Difficulty speaking. He says the geula can only come to someone who's mechabed his, who gives honor to his peh and gives honor to his lush. And therefore you find in Shas, how does it fit into Pshat? I'll see you in a minute. In the Shas, whenever someone comes with a good argument or whatever, the expression in the Gemara is one Talmud Chacham, one Amir tells the other, Moshe Shapir comes. Is the haraya that Moshe Rabbeinu's speech was like, wow. Hello? The emes is, everyone looking at me like I'm crazy. And the pasuk I know, pshat I know. Yeah. Matan Torah can only come to a person like a bechina from Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a kvad peh. The chikver taiches, he gave covet to his mouth, etc., etc. Because every, and that's the Klizmiger Rebbe writes in Shafachayim. He has like three gazillion pages in Shoivim Shurim about kedushas haloshin and Shoivim Tainis Dibur, etc., etc. But he says that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a kvad peh and kvad loshin. Everybody from the Rishonim asks. L'chura, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mifchor Min Hanush. A Novi has to be a Gibor, even physically, physiologically, whatever the word is. He has to be big and tall and strong and handsome and whatever, yeah? Bifrat, the word Novi comes from the word Nifsosai, lips. And here you say that Moshe is that Doinkol HaNaviim, right? The Kombi Yisrael, Novi Kim Moshe, he himself is a Kvat Pek, but it doesn't make sense. Umbechal, he's a Balmum. You should know, just parenthetical, I saw the Gemara in Soita, everyone. Nar Boicha. So Moshe's voice was what? Says the Gemara in Soita, like Behuda, his voice was that of a Nar. So who's in the Chemia, the Gemara? Says to him, Oy Bazo, you made Moshe Rabbeinu into Balmum. So how taco was he? What's Pshat? He had if a little child at age dot, 3 months, has a call of a Nar, that ain't normal. Yeah. And the Ramban asked on Rashi in the park. You know what? I saw a beautiful answer. The Medrash says in Devarim Rabba, Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike anybody else, after a certain period in history, he was born walking and talking. And when he was 3 months old, he told his mother, he was Menabe, I am going to be the Goyel of Eden from Mitzrayim. Hello? He talked from birth. It's a chalaya, careful what you normally say. You think Moshe Rabbeinu was what? It was a kvad peh, right? He had abnormal, miraculous, supernatural powers of speech by birth. So it became later a kvad peh, whatever. Why is that? Chuzma Rebbe says because he was taken into the palace at 3 months. In the palace, you have to speak Egyptian. But just think about it. He brings a mice. It's a beautiful mice. He had a relation called Chana of Kalashitz. My wife's family were very close to him. Reb Chana of Kalashitz was a tzaddik is the oilu. But when he was, Reb Itzigal was very, whatever, many stories. When he was a young boy of 3 years old, he went into a Zayde's Kodesh Kodoshim, and on his chair, you know, a Rebbe sits on a benkel, he scratched out a letter in Polish. In Polish, his Zayde was a Dishinover, was a very, very sharp, right? When someone scratched on his chair, he was incredible pain. And he demanded to know who did it. And no one didn't want to tell him because it was kind of and they were scared, whatever. And eventually he found out, and he mamish dark hakpod, and he explained why was he makpod, not because of the chair, you get a guy to put a bit of paint over it. Because that every letter in Le'umazah is a merkava to klipa, just like every letter in Kedusha is a merkava to Kedusha. Parents, in the chopes, asked from that ice. And there was so for Moish, so the Kloisenberger Rebbe said, if the Moish Rabbeinu didn't want to nurse from an Egyptian wet nurse, why? Because Pesha, also the Daber Mashchina, should be yoinik from this sheretz, right? Oibazoi to speak a loshen d'l'umazah, he couldn't. So the Eivishter made him a kvad pet. Just like the Sefer brings, that why is it that Yidden made a language? In Europe we made Yiddish. We took German, basically, and we messed it up, and we changed it. The Sfardim took Spanish, and they made it into Ladino. Right? What? Ladino. Right? Why? Why were they Meshabish? Because they didn't want to speak Balash and whatever. So the Eibishter made Moshe Rabbeinu born, or whatever, to Meshabish the whatever, in order to... The Peh was going to speak to the Eibishter, shouldn't have to speak a Goyish, whatever. Right? I didn't start this year. I saw from Ram Shore, the Pasuk in Tilim, Nayin Tess, one of the most powerful, poignant, heartbreaking kapitlos. And there, David HaMelech cries out, Tove lefonecha, enkas osir. Enkas means what? The groan, the moan, the deepest of cracks. Right? Enkas is aleph nun kuf tof. Which is Gematria 551. What else is Gematria 551? Loshen Nekiyah. When does the Eibishter hear Enkas Osir? Or in next week's parasha, Vegam Ani Shamati Es Naakas Bnei Yisrael, same letters as Enkas, when there's Loshen Nekiyah. What does it mean? What's 551? When I saw this immediately, it's just like, bingo! Right? I got it. Remember I've said countless times, that when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he was putting him in the three Alfin, the Aleph of Hashem's name, Adnai, and instead you left with Din, the Aleph of Emes, you left with Mace, and the Aleph of Adam, you left with Dam. And we explained this at great length over the course of the years. Okay, yes? If you take Adnai, Emes, Adam, what do you got? 551. Gematria Atakein, which is Gematria Loshen Nekiyah, which is Gematria Enkas Osir, right? Okay. That's why, just like the Shalosh says, on Pesach, the two basic things you have at the Seder is matzah and wine. Why? Because the Gemara in Brachas, Tafnem, Hol Machlokes, two Iker days. What was the Eitz Hadas? One says it was Chita, one says Eshkol Shalom Sochto. The Tikkun is Fakir. Therefore, Ram Shor says elsewhere, how does the Seder start out? It starts in Aramaic, unlike the rest of the text of the Seder. Hey, lachma anya. What's the Sefer Tevis of hey, lachma anya? Aleph, aleph, aleph. Again, the three. Alfin. I can go on. Whatever. You become a mensch. By the way, Odom b'milui is Gimatria 580, which is Mispal. Only a mensch. When you bring down the... By the way, how many... What's the Gematria of Kos Yayin? 86 and 70. 156. Hello? Yeah, hello. What's 156 times 4? Because you have 4 Koses on Pesach? 6, 2, 4. What's the Gematria of Odom? The Pesach Seder. Miloy. Bimiloy. Hello. Obviously. Right? The purpose of the Pesach Seder is a year to become an Odom. Olda means you're attached to Alufishal Oilam, which is connected to the whole, the three Oves Akdoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. Avram brought the Aleph into Hashem's name. The Gemara says, why was the Ebrish just says, from the time he had Briyas Oilam, lo ya Odim Shekhar, like Avram, Odin, Ashaba Avram, the Kori Odin. Therefore, Tfil Shakos, he always mentioned, which is the Tfil of Avram, starts off Adoin Ilam Asher Molach. Yitzchak to the Mishus Nefesh of the Akeda, that he was ready, is Muchen, that Nishbuch Domi Kemoyim, right? Therefore, he was Mesakin Odom. And Yankiv, no. Emes, Titin Emes to Yankiv. Therefore, Yankiv Avinu, Lemes, as Giyadur. And therefore, the three Ovois, right? If you take the word Ovois, Aleph, Beis, Vav, Tov, Milui, is Gimatria 552. Which is the three alphin, Emma, they were masakin the three alphin. And therefore, Loshoin, Lamed Shin, Vov Nun is also 552. Right? There are actually two Avorim in the body that don't have an Etzim. One is the Brismidla and the other is the mouth. No Etzim, no bone here in the structure, right? That's called Basar Vadam. Basar Vadam. It's only Basar Vadam, it's not an Etzem. What's the gematria of Basar Vadam? I'll give you a hint. Basar is 502. 552. Right? Which can neged Bris Milah and Bris Aloshin. Therefore, if you say V'yivorech, who? Shem Kosher Elam Void? You say it actually three, four times. Yeah? Kol Basar. Someone who's called Basar has Losh Nikia, Vivorech Kol Basar Shem Kotche, and that paves the way to the vision of Yeshaya, Vyovoi Kol Basar Lishtach Vizlefone. By the way, that's all the Bendina Rose says, Meir Dikapshat. When Moshe is born, it says, Vatera Yisiki. Now, you gotta work fast here. Avram is 248, Yitzhak is 208, Yankiv is 182. Add Moshe 345, what do you got? 983. What are you missing? Toiv. Because the thousand that Arizal brings, this Elif Iris, as everyone knows, thousand Aleph, Elif, hey, hello. We're missing 17. Vatera Yisikit Toivu, which is Moshe Rabbeinu was born, whatever, yeah? And therefore you're mashing the Aleph, the Elif, the Elif Iris, and the Aleph in the Hashem's name, and the Aleph in Emes, and the Aleph in Od. Now, after Kola Emes and this whole Akdama, I could really begin to share, but I'll tell you, I got no time. So just, there's a beautiful vort in Maral. In Maral and Gvurus Hashem, everyone clears why Taka was, this is what I wanted to speak about today. Why was Moshe Taka born, Taka was made into a, he gave all technical reasons, he touched Gachelus, Medrash, Goyach, but why? The Ran famously says, because people shouldn't assume that Torah, Moshe was a good orator, and if I drink the people a cup, and he was able to captivate an audience. Right? The Shalos asks on this. The famous Shalos argues on the Ran, whatever. The Moshe Rabbeinu's voice went Gimel Parsel, Gimel Parsel. It was powerful. You couldn't otherwise, other than assume that Shechina and the Beres are green. The Emes says, the Maral says a much deeper word in Gvuras Hashem. And I have no time to elaborate. It just answers so many things. Look in the Sefer Pardis Sodei from Rabbi Schlesinger from Monte Givaldi. And the Nekudas Abir of the Maral is that Be'emes, what is Dibur? What does Dibur do? It means that a person has nefesh sichlis, an intellect, and a shomo, and a person has a goof, right? There's the go between the memutza, which is mechaber, the what you think and what you feel and your kedusha and the rest of your body is Dibur. Dibur reveals your more hidden nature. Like you say in the bracha, umafli las, says in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, Daki Merish Barichas, that is dibur, that mafli las is mechaber guf in nesham, which is a pella. Pella, by the way, scrambled letters, you get the word alf. By the way, the Rav Hutner writes in Pachad Yitzchok, the Rambam in the Yad, this 14, when he deals with the laws that are connected to dibur, nedorim, shuas, etc., etc., what's that sefer called? Oh. Haflo. Why? Ish ki yafli nina, wavah guf akasha. The Pella is that a person has a koyach of dibur, and with that he could be boina oyla mesumachriv, which is need of shemus. Chazal say atikur shame as the sham shomayis bar sheish shemus atikur shomayis. You can make a churban or you can bring kedusha through Koyach HaDibur. You have a Chibur. Masha'en Kein Moshe explains the Maral was Kim in Hamayim Mishisihu. He had no connection to Gashmi, to Velt, to Taivis, he was Atzura on Achoymer, Beloshna Maral. And therefore the Koyach of Dibur was he didn't need it. Initially, it wasn't part of his avodah. He was totally in a ruchnistic level. So this koyach of dibur, which is mechaber, the spiritual and the physical, was beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't need it. The Eibishter that wants a tachlus of matan Torah is what, and the Eibishter was like between the lines, begging Moshe, ask that you should be healed from kvat peh. Everyone else at matan Torah was healed except Moshe Rabbeinu. Until Eila Hadvorim, it appears. I got enough time to elaborate. Go through the Meforshim when. Eilat Dvarim, the 40th year. So the simple reason is like the Ran, because people shouldn't suspect it. But the deeper level is Moshe Rabbeinu had to be from the Eibishter, the Shechinah Adver, the Groinoi, that there's no human ingredients in his deeper. At the time I explain, very often I meet people not well on Shabbos. So I always tell them the Vorten, but whatever, just Moshe Yadaber, Velikim Yenab Kol. Moshe stands for Shabbos Himi Lizrik. Velikim Yenab Kol. Kol stands for Urufu Akriv Elovin, right? People think it's a vort, you know. It's a very deep vort. Shabbos is Gimachia, Moir, and Loshen, right? Shabbos is just a dibur shel dibur, Shabbos dibur shel chol, right? And that brings a refu of begashmis ruchnis, a person nizer and dibur, etc. All kedushas, right? Pe milo, etc. That brings to all kinds of brachas in the world. Let's leave you with one vort. But bechal, you know, the Gemara says, the Gemara says Shabbos, say for Torah shebolo. If there's how many letters going parash v'hibun say arayin pei hey 85 says the Belz Rav pei hey the person's pei wherever you are in Maisa, but the way you speak that's matzel a person just like matzel a sefer teir that can make a dibur ralu umaza. There's a verse from the Gro. It says vatit b'seyu b'bigdoy lemer shichvim. Yeah, eishes p'tifer. What's the lemer here? Lemer always means to repeat. That was your lemer. Vatit b'seyu b'bigdoy lemer. Right? Says the Vilna Gaon, Amarit Gevort. She wasn't seducing him to sin, Babayo, at this moment. A whole year she's been unsuccessful. Just say the words, Shichvimi. And since the Dibur Lera, just the Dibur, with no intention of doing anything about it, is Poygen in a Kedusha of a person, right? And that also, by Yonah, they had no whatever. When that pshat, why this parsha of Shmuz, of Loshen, of Kedusha Loshen, is read also in the beginning of Shoyim, when you see Aaron personally says Mitzrayim, I'll leave you with one vort, it's from the Vina Rav, a sharp vort. The Pasuk says in Tilim, right, Kapitel Memches, Lam Natseach al Tashches, Michtam Ledov. Next Pasuk, Ha'ulam, Ha'umnam, Eilem, Tzedek, Tidaber, Mer. So what does the Gemara say famously in Chulin daf peites ma nosi shel odom ba'olam hazeh yasem atzmoi kiel. Make yourself dumb. You can't speak. Mute. Efshar b'divrei Torah chazal tzedek daber Torah. You have to speak. He's at the bomb. Chazal say v'levi dvarim b'tehil. Right. What is the introduction to the capital? Lametzeach al tashchis michtam l'dovid. When a person wants, it should come to Ashchosa, Kishos Lobosa, Shiches Arzo, is Michtom le David, Chazal say, Michtom, Shayam Akositom, where did David reach this Madrig of Kedusha? Because a umnom elem tzedek tzedaberi, umnose b'elem azeh is what? Silence. What is the word umnose shalom? Umman means a what? Umman means a profession, no? Like a craft. What ma umnose shalom? Which profession is called an which profession is called an uman? In the Gemara. Hai umno delimayitz. A moyel is called an uman. If a person wants, why is it called an uman? Why does the Gemara use the expression, my umno delimayitz? If a person wants to have kedushas have brismila, then yasa afgi ilim, because it's peh is gimachin milo. And that's why kedusha of Shoivim begins with one of the central themes in all the Sfarim HaKadoshim, is the kedusha of Dibur, which we learn as a dogma from Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Mivchar Min Anushi.